Chapter 1. A Reason and a Season. Have you ever considered what can happen when the anointing of the Holy Spirit flows through in releasing or delivering people from their problems through Jesus Christ? The first moment the precious anointing of the Holy Spirit touched my life was when I was being convicted of my sins. After hearing the preaching of the gospel, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. It was my salvation experience. Next to my salvation, I cherish God's anointing upon my life more than anything. I want you, as my friend and partner, to experience the same glorious touch now more than ever. The reason is that you are God's child, and He has promised to anoint your life with fresh oil, for the Word of God declares, "I shall be anointed with fresh oil." Psalm 92:10. This declaration of faith by the psalmist King David speaks of your authority as a believer. And when the fresh oil begins to flow over your life, 7 incredible results are promised as follows. 1. Your spiritual eyes will be open. Mine eyes also shall see my desire on my enemies. Psalm 92:11. 2. Your spiritual ears will hear. Mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. Psalm 92:11. 3. Your life will flourish. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Psalm 92:12. Due to the long roots of a palm tree, it can survive in the desert. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will make you thrive and flourish wherever you are. 4. You will have a long life. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Psalm 92:12. A cedar tree is known for its exceptional longevity. Your relationship with the Lord will last for eternity. 5. You will be abundantly blessed. Those that be planted in the court of our God. Psalm 92:13. 6. You will be planted and established. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Psalm 92:14. Because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon their lives, there will never be an unfruitful time. 7. God will reveal Himself through you to show that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Psalm 92:15. The Lord will use you to display His power and His glory to the world. My dear partner, these 7 incredible blessings are promised to you as the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes upon your life. As you draw close to our wonderful Lord Jesus, you will begin to experience His power and presence. This precious anointing of the Holy Spirit has different levels or dimensions, each with a specific purpose. The Abiding Anointing. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. John 14:17. When the disciple came to our wonderful Lord Jesus before His ascension into heaven, the Scripture declared that He breathed on them, and saith unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." John 20:22. The Holy Spirit was with the disciple as promised when Jesus breathed upon them. The anointing of the Holy Spirit first comes upon us as believers before salvation through the conviction of sins, which causes us to cry out for deliverance from sin. And it is that anointing which causes us to seek the Lord for salvation. That is what the Lord meant by "dwelleth with you." His